You're watching Let's Talk in English. It's a great day here in the LTE TV studio. My name is Katie, and I'm one of your teachers here on the show. Our topic today is still sports, and we have part two of our lesson, Where Can I Borrow a Bike? Where can I borrow a bike? Peter, have you ever been in a bike race?
No, I have never been in a bike race. But I like to watch bike races on TV sometimes. Hi everyone, my name is Peter, your other teacher on the show.
And now it's time to read today's Read It. You can follow along with Peter right now.
Taylor sees an ad for a bike race. The race will help a charity. Alex and Taylor want to sign up. The others might be interested too. Some people can use their own bikes. Others can use the public bikes. Everyone should use a helmet. Abby and Rob are sore, but they had fun. Maybe next time they can go hiking or go skydiving.
We are continuing our lesson about bikes. What if you don't have a bike? No problem. You can borrow a bike. It's not that expensive to rent one for the day.
Our friends really enjoy bike riding. Wow, it looks like today they are going to ride bikes in a race.
That will be fun to learn about. But remember, friends, you don't have to ride a bike in a race. You can ride a bike just for fun.
Maybe you can get some friends together and spend the day biking in town. That's a great way to spend an afternoon.
Yes, it is. Well, right now, it's time for us to learn our keywords. Let's go to Christina for some help with that.
Charity这个字指慈善机构。The
race will help a charity.
它也可以表达慈善捐赠的行动。The
race will raise money for charity.
Alex 和 Taylor 已经决定要报名了，不过其他同事也可能有兴趣参加。感兴趣的就是 interested。
The others might be interested too.
参赛者都应该要戴安全帽。名词安全帽或是头盔都是 helmet。
Everyone should wear a helmet.
比赛结束后，大家的脚一定都很酸吧？酸痛就是 sore。
Their legs are so sore.
请注意一下这个字的发音，它是 sore。这次是自行车大赛，那下次呢 ？Rob 建议大家可以去赛跑或是爬山。动词 hike 就是爬山健行 ，Maybe they can hike together.
Alex, you like to ride a bike, right?
Yes, Taylor, I do. Why do you ask?
Look at this.It's an ad for a bike race. The race will make money for charity.
Oh, cool. I want to sign up.
Me too. Let's sign up today.
Rob, Susie, and Abby might be interested too.
Let's ask them. We can enjoy a nice bike ride and help others.
Yesterday, we talked about going for a bike ride. You can borrow a bike from the city, and it's not very expensive.
That's right. It's convenient to borrow a bike. I heard the weather is nice, and Katie wants to go for a bike ride this weekend. I'm interested in going, so I will borrow a public bike.
I'm glad you're interested, Peter. It's fun to go for a ride with other people.But let's go to Christina right now to learn some more about the word interested.
Alex 觉得其他同事应该也对自行车大赛很有兴趣。
The others might be interested too.
形容词 interested 是感兴趣的。另外还有 interesting 这个字，大家常常会用错，所以我们要趁此机会跟大家一起复习一下，到底 interested 和 interesting。的区别在哪里？过去分词做形容词用的 interested， 因为是过去分词，所以含有被动的意味。 当人被某事物吸引而感到有兴趣的时候，就用 interested。 所以 Are you interested? Yes, I am interested in the race。 而 interesting 是现在分词做形容词用，现在分词有主动的意味，所以 something is interesting 表示这样东西或是这件事很有趣，很有意思。 The movie is interesting， 或者 That's an interesting story。 这就是 interested 和 interesting 的区别。
Thanks, Christina. Now, these words sound like each other, but they mean different things. Interested. We use this word to talk about when a person wants to do something or likes something.
That's right. I like books, so I can say that I am interested in books. But how do you use the word interested when you want to do something?
Well, I want to cook dinner tonight. So I can say I'm interested in cooking dinner instead of going out to eat. So it's a different way to say I want to.
Hey, I know you think that cooking is interesting. Let's take a cooking class. We just have to sign up online.
Hey, that's a great idea. Let's sign up today.
I thought you would say that.
What? That I'd be interested in taking a cooking class?
No, Peter, you said today's calendar phrase.
Let's sign up today.
Let's sign up today. 我们今天就报名参加。
Let's join the travel club.
Okay, let's sign up today.
We can go to many places.
Okay, let's sign up today.
We can travel around the world.
Okay, let's sign up today.
It costs $20 to join.
Let's sign up tomorrow.
Yeah!
Let's sign up today.
Let's sign up today. 我们今天就报名参加。
Before we can go to the next conversation, we still need to learn today's grammar point. Here's Rebecca.
Hello, friends! We have a great grammar tip for the day. Noun might be adjective, too. For example, you could say, Lisa might be hungry, too. Or, the boss might be busy, too. So now it's up to you to use it. Thanks, Rebecca. Well, everyone, let's go to conversation B. We can find out who else is interested in signing up for this bike race there.
We live in a great city. These public bikes are really convenient.
I agree. I don't have to buy a bike. I can just borrow one for the race.
Yeah, then we can all do the race together.
Some people can use their own bikes.
And some people can use the public bikes.
But everyone should use a helmet.
Rob and Abby really like to use these public bikes. They are convenient, and that means they are easy to use and really close to everything important.
Yeah, and they can just borrow a bike. It's not too expensive. You don't have to buy a bike.
So everyone can rent a bike and do the race together. That will be fun. And I think Christina has more to teach us about this verb.
既然有了公共自行车，那么大家都可以参加自行车大赛咯。Susie 说 Then we can all do the race together. 句中的 race 是名词比赛的意思。Do the race 其实就是参加比赛，这种说法是很口语的表达方式。你如果能多听对话，就会熟悉这种表达方式。比如你要帮人洗碗，就可以说 I'll do the dishes。想问对方可不可以打扫一下，就说 Can you do the cleaning？ 决定由对方负责发言，就说 I'll let you do the talking。 认为大家应该要好好想一想，就可以说 We should do some thinking。 要学会这种表达方式，没有别的方法，就是要多看多听人说英语，这样子就会熟悉咯。
Thanks, Christina. That is very helpful. This is a way you can talk about any activity, anything that you do. So our friends will do the race together.
That's right. But now I want to know, what kind of race is this?
It is for charity. That means that it is for something good. So how can they race for a charity?
Well, there are many races that give money to something that helps people. How do they do this? Well, each person pays money to enter the race. Then all that money is given to a charity.
That is really good. Some people can do something they enjoy, like riding a bike. But they end up helping people too, because the money they pay for, the race goes to a charity.
Maybe we can go with Rob and Abby, too. I don't think that this race is very serious, because they're just borrowing bikes.
You're right. That would be fun. And many races for charity are not that serious. So the important thing is to enjoy the activity with friends.
That's right. In this race, it doesn't matter who wins or loses. It's just for fun.Well, everyone, I think that you all enjoy taking short breaks, so let's do that right now. Don't go away. We'll be back again soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from that break. Today, our friends are biking. They went to do a race for charity.That's a fun thing for them to do, and it's for a good reason, too.
Everyone could go because they borrowed bikes. They could do the whole race together. Let's see how our friends are doing in this last conversation.
Ow, my legs are sore.
Ugh, me too.The race was long, but everyone had fun.
It was a great group activity.
We should plan more activities like that.
That would be great. I like doing activities together.
Maybe we can run a race together or hike together. Oh, maybe we can go skydiving together.
Or maybe not. Maybe we can just bike together again.
Our friends had a great time during the bike race, but Abby is a little sore. Her legs hurt.
That's right. I think she and Rob had a lot of fun, but Abby is not used to riding a bike that far.That's why she says, ow!
I know that feeling. I like to go on long bike rides during the weekend. But after I go on really long bike rides, my legs are sore too. And that means that your legs hurt and they're really tired.
But the more you do it, then the less sore your legs feel after that bike ride.
Yeah, your legs might feel sore, but it also feels good to be outside and do something like going on a ride.
Yeah, going for a bike ride is a great activity to do with other people. It's a great group activity.
Well, I think Rob really liked it. Now he wants to do more group activities, like hiking. That's a great idea.
Yeah.That's when you go for a walk in nature, like the mountains. I love going hiking, and that's a great group activity, too.
Yeah, and Rob even had another idea. He says another great activity is skydiving.
Skydiving? You mean jumping out of a plane from really high up in the sky? No, thanks. Maybe you can find a different group to go skydiving.
Well, friends, do you want to try skydiving? Or do you want to go for a hike? You can get a group together and do something fun.
Now that I can agree with. And now it's time for us to review our key words. It's really important to review after each lesson. So you can say them with us now.
Here's the first key word. Charity. Charity. I gave some money to the charity.
Interested. Interested. I'm interested in different sports.
Helmet. Helmet. Don't forget to wear your bike helmet.
Sore. Sore. My back is sore. It hurts.
Hike. Hike. Let's hike up this mountain. Okay, everyone, those were all the key words that we learned together today. Make sure that you keep practicing them at home and see how many sentences you can use them in. But now, we'll continue the review and look back at today's conversations. Alex, you like to ride a bike, right?
Yes, Taylor, I do. Why do you ask?
Look at this. It's an ad for a bike race. The race will make money for charity.
Oh, cool. I want to sign up.
Me too. Let's sign up today.
Rob, Susie, and Abby might be interested too.
Let's ask them. We can enjoy a nice bike ride and help others.
We live in a great city. These public bikes are really convenient.
I agree. I don't have to buy a bike. I can just borrow one for the race.
Yeah, then we can all do the race together.
Some people can use their own bikes.
And some people can use the public bikes. But everyone should use a helmet.
Ow, my legs are sore.
Me too. The race was long, but everyone had fun.
It was a great group activity.
We should plan more activities like that.
That would be great. I like doing activities together.
Maybe we can run a race together or hike together.
Oh, maybe we can go skydiving together.
Or maybe not. Maybe we can just bike together again.
That was a fun race!
That was a long race. My legs are so sore.
Everyone had fun, and the race made money for charity.
That was a long race. My legs are so sore.
I like doing activities together.
Oh, my legs.
Let's plan another activity.
But Ginger...
Maybe we can hike up a high mountain.
But Ginger...
Or maybe we can jump from an airplane.
Ginger...
Don't worry, we'll wear our helmets.
But Ginger...
I'm just kidding. Let's just ride bikes again together.
But Ginger, you quit riding your bike, and I had to carry you on mine.
Well, that's because my legs were sore.
Hello, everyone. Do you like to ride a bike? Do you enjoy cycling? It's a wonderful way to exercise and enjoy fresh air. And there are so many bike trails here to ride on. I'm going to enjoy some more of them.
Cycling, also called bicycling or biking, is riding a bicycle for fun, to get someplace or to race. There are over 1 billion bikes in the world now. In some countries, people ride bikes for transportation. They ride them to work or school. Some people ride bikes for their job. In some cities, you can see policemen on bikes. In other cities, postmen deliver the mail on bicycles. Bicycles are fun to ride, and they are easy to park. In other places, people ride bikes for fun. They may ride on special bike paths or on city streets. Some people like to race on bicycles. There are many road races around the world. Each biker tries to win the race. The most famous bicycle race in the world is the Tour de France. You have to be really good to win that race. There is no age limit for cycling. Both young and old can ride a bicycle. You are never too young or too old. So get on a bike today.
Whew! I'm hot. I just walked a long way. Why didn't I ride? Because I have a flat tire. Biking is fun, but when your bike has a problem, you have a problem. Next time, I'll take something to fix my tire. All right, I'm off to fix my tire. Goodbye.
Today has been a lot of fun. Friends, have you ever done a race for charity? That's a great group activity.
Maybe you can find a race that is fun or a charity you like that does really good things. Then you can invite some friends to go do it with you.
That's a great idea. And after that group activity, you can go for a hike. It's always fun to do things outside with friends. Friends, what are you interested in doing?
Well, I'm interested in biking this weekend. We have talked enough about going for a bike ride. Now, it's time to do it.
Yeah, let's go. We'll get a group together. Everyone, we are out of time right now. We're going to go bike riding. But we'll see you tomorrow for another great lesson. Join us here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.